up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark raving mad. It could be about sports, music, weather, the bus, the train, crackheads, and umbrellas in the rain, but it's about this viral, repugnant, racist, nauseating video of these fucking MAGA hat-wearing shithole kids from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky who get in the face of Nathan Phillips, a American war hero, an elder of the Omaha Nation, as he is concluding his march in the Indigenous People's March while they were diverted from their participation in the March for Life, which is also completely fucked up. If you pause for a second and just realize that a Catholic boys' high school gave permission for a busload of boys to attend a rally whose focus is on women's rights to their body and reproductive health care, that's also a little slightly fucked up. Not only that, they were there all decked out in their MAGA hat regalia. And the problem, another problem, is that those is what the MAGA hats represent. The MAGA hats are like the new Confederate flag. It's like the new, you know, KKK hood. You no longer need the matching sheet set with the eye holes cut out. You can just don a red MAGA hat. And everybody knows what that hat symbolizes and what that hat stands for. And a hell of a lot of those boys had those hats. So somebody got them the hats. Did they get the hats themselves? Did their parents get them the hats? Did the school provide the hats for the trip? I'm sure the kids are very capable of getting the hats because if you're paying, or the parents, because if you're paying that much money to send your kids to a private Catholic school, the money for the hats is not the problem. It's the meaning behind the fucking hats. And also a bigger part of that problem is the parents support the meaning behind those fucking hats, and the parents are behind those kids, teaching them and instilling in them all of those hateful, racist, bigoted, fucked up things that they learn and then carry with them to become racist, fucked up, bigoted, hateful adults. And so that being said, I had a chance to, in the rain, Sunday morning, in the disgusting weather where there was nobody else walking, someone showed up. And that someone happened to be a friend of mine who happens to be ridiculously smart. I'm talking like ridiculously smart, but who also happens to be Catholic and who also really, I was shocked, had an opinion about and feelings. And man, did she share her feelings about this whole march. The perspective from a Catholic was really interesting, because usually it's me and Lincoln, two Jews walking in a circle who have the same political ideology somewhat, but it's nice to have a different perspective from someone who I didn't know whether she was going to, what she was going to say or where the conversation was going to go or what her viewpoints were going to be, because we never really like took that deep dive, but there was no one else around. It was something that was clearly like under both of our skins. And we just ended up walking in circles for like a half an hour in the rain talking about how disgusting this entire video and the aftermath of the video. Because immediately then everybody digs into the sides that they're on. And I mean, rightfully so, the majority of anyone with a functioning brain cell in their head saw that for what it was. And the fact that he stood there, people say it was nonviolent. He stood there, he got his face. First of all, he had 75 of his knuckleheaded, racist, MAGA hat wearing friends behind him, jeering, jumping, dancing, shouting, mocking this guy who was finishing up his prayers on his drum, not bothering a fucking soul, mind you, just wanting to finish his march, conclude his march in a prayerful way. And then these motherfucking idiots, these racist, ignorant as fuck white kids get in this guy's face, and this dude stands in front of him refusing to move, surrounded by his friends with that smirk. And that smirk, you want to just smack the smirk off his fucking face. It is that nasty, condescending, you can't make me move, I'm not moving, fuck you and your drum and whatever it is you're doing, and get off of our land, and this is our march. And everything oozing out of that kid's face with that fucking smirk made you want to literally punch him in the face after you threw up. Because if that video didn't make you sick, then there's something fucking wrong with you. And you're wearing one of those red MAGA hats. Because the video, it was nauseating. But nonetheless, so I will leave the person nameless, because the person, and I will tell you, she happens to be a nationally and internationally recognized expert in the field of critical care research from a very big-named hospital here in New York City. And just to let you know how smart she is, like book smart, she got her engineering degree from Penn. She got her medical degree from Yale. She went to the Harvard School of Public Health to get her master's in epidemiology. So she's fucking brilliant, but she's also a really good person. She's a great person. She's down to earth. She's funny. She has a good sense of humor. She's also slightly insane, because she's a runner and she runs in the same shitty conditions that I do in the morning with her dog, who she takes out in all kinds of weather, which is how this portion of the podcast happened. But she also has two boys that go to private school in New York City. So she knows exactly where she is in her life. And she's also an immigrant. So she has a very grounded, sound perspective that I was really glad she took this deep dive and shared everything she did. And you'll hear everything she talks about how her church and their viewpoints and Catholicism and all these stuff, because I can honestly say I've been to a couple of church services, but I'm not schooled in you know, and I know all these churches teach on different levels. There's all different levels of Catholicism, just like there's all different levels of Judaism. But it's interesting to hear from somebody who's a practicing Catholic what they saw, how they feel, how they see it, and how they interpret all of that stuff. And so we'll get into that. And so it was really cool. But I think, you know, and we agreed on a lot of things, and we both said the same thing. And I'll leave the most, one of the things that hit home the most, because these guys, you immediately think of all these other people that these fucking kids remind you of. And in a nanosecond, we both looked at each other and said, these are the young Brett Kavanaughs. These are the young pharma bros, like Martin fucking Shkreli. These are the people that think that they have the right, the birthright, the God-given right to fuck with everybody else's life, that they really have this sense of, like, this white fucking privilege. They just ooze it, and it's disgusting, and it's nauseating, and it's hateful, and it's dumb, and it gets people fucking hurt, and not only that, it gets people fucking killed, let's be honest. The guy ran over Heather Heyer with a fucking car, and not only Heather Heyer, other people, he literally drove it right down the center of the fucking road in Charlottesville. So not only do I think that these fucking racist asshole kids shouldn't be able to get access to guns, they really shouldn't even be able to get their fucking driver's license until they pass some kind of, like, racial sensitivity test. Because these motherfuckers will end up killing you because they think they have the right to do it. And that's scary as fuck. And somebody did put that grinning, smirking motherfucking kid side by side with, like, one of Brett Kavanaugh's scowling faces from his confirmation hearing. And it's petrifying. Because the one quote that we both looked at each other and said in the same time was from Christine Blasey Ford, when she said, "Indelible in the hippocampus is the laughter." And every one of those motherfucking racist kids in a MAGA hat was laughing. And Covington Catholic High School, by the way, doesn't have such a great track record, because, you know, the Twitterverse does its magic. And once somebody, they start digging, they found this guy, another accused rapist, who left a girl, like, bloody and beat up after he raped her. And what she remembers is the laughing, because they think that it's a joke to them, that they can mock you and demean you and patronize you and strip you of your dignity, and that's fucking funny to them. And that's why every human being's reaction would want to be like, fucking punch them dead in the fucking mouth. Because it should make you that angry that there are people teaching these kids how to fucking hate, breeding racists, rapists, pharmacy bros that will, like, keep you from your medicine, which could literally take your fucking life. So this behavior only manifests itself and grows like a fucking cancer in these people. And I'm not saying that every kid that goes to Catholic high school is going to turn out like that. Please don't get me wrong. But there are these, like, kooky fringe, like, schools that teach. And it happens in, listen, and I'm not saying it only happens in Catholic school. It happens in a lot of religions. These fringe schools and religions that take it to another extreme that just preach so much hatred and so much ignorance. And they teach no tolerance. And they don't, they're a Catholic school that doesn't, that takes kids on a trip so that they think that they have a right to vote on how women can control their own body. I mean, that alone is start there. I mean, it's mind-boggling. So anyway, I mean, I can go on. You can follow threads, you can Google it. Deborah Messing goes off on it on Twitter. Riot Women takes a deep dive, and that's Riot Women with two N's at the end, because she asks a lot of the same questions. Where'd the hats come from? Where were the parents? Where were the fucking chaperones? They're questions everybody asks. We were asking it too. Where are the fucking parents to stop it? They don't want to stop it. Because the parents have the same fucked up ideology. I mean, were the parents standing off to the side, like, laughing, watching, mocking? Did the kids get away from the group and there were no parents around and there were no chaperones? I don't think so, because the chaperones were the ones giving out the red MAGA hats. So, that being said, it's just that these racist kids grow up to be tiki torch carrying, racist, bigoted, hateful, ignorant, murderous car driving through crowds, Brett Kavanaugh accused rapist adults. If they think that they can get away with this shit, and that's what it is. That's what the white privilege is, being able to do disgusting, ignorant, shitty, repugnant things to people and thinking that you are unfucking touchable because of the color of your skin and because of where you come from. And that's nothing new. Don't get me wrong. I know this has been around for a long time. The only thing Trump did in his plantation fucking White House is enable all of this shit. At every one of his Klan rallies, he jacks up his base and he amps up all of this hate. And then they go out. And not everybody. But one. All it takes is one. It took one guy with one AR-15 to walk into a synagogue and slaughter all of those people on a Shabbat. It took one guy to get behind the wheel of a car and drive it through a crowd at a protest because he didn't think that anyone else had the right to say anything or think any other way other than he did, and murder Heather Heyer. It took one kid, Dylan Roof, to walk into that church and slaughter all of those people praying. It takes one person to walk into Pulse nightclub. But if you preach and you give a platform to all of that fucking hatred, what the fuck do you think is going to happen? People are going to think, okay, the president says it's okay. If the president says he could walk down Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and not have any repercussions, then why can't I walk into some place and shoot a whole bunch of motherfucking people and have no consequences? That's the fucking mentality. And that's fucked up. And it should be even more fucked up and more pronounced, and it should ring even truer on a day like Martin Luther King Jr. Day. When the president didn't have one, this racist motherfucker, well, did anybody think he would have one event scheduled on his calendar? No, because he's a fucking racist. But all of a sudden he was like, oh shit, I better do something, so I better run out and take a picture at the King Memorial and have some fucking photo op, and in 2 minutes I'll be back in the car and back at the plantation White House. And then they can't say I didn't do anything. Because somebody told him, yo, go take a fucking photo by the Martin Luther King Memorial, or this is going to look really bad. Well, no shit, Sherlock. You had not one event. You didn't invite one member of the King family. Not that they would have showed up, and not that you would have been the biggest fucking hypocrite. Because now, like, everybody knows now, you can't even fake it anymore. Like, finally, the rest of the world is coming around to the fact, to the thing. Again, what all New Yorkers knew and what everybody in the tri-state area knew was that Donald Trump, for his entire fucking life, has been a racist, a con man, a grifter, a sexual predator, all of these disgusting things. He has been just a huge shyster. He is literally, that is everything wrapped up to a shady motherfucker. And it just, shady motherfuckers enable other shady motherfuckers to do shady shit. And now all the shady shit has come to light because, hey, everybody come to a Klan rally. Bring your tiki torches and your Nazi salutes and all your signs and your red MAGA caps and leave the hoods and the sheets at home because we don't need them anymore. Hallelujah. Fucking shithole. It is that damn smirk. It is the smirk. It is the smirk of that kid. Watch the video of his friends dancing in the background. Don't even get off. Don't even, people are trying to now spin it with, you know, why was nobody talking about the black Israelites that were at the march? Last time I checked, the black Israelites weren't dancing and jumping and jeering and sneering in the face of a Native American elder who was just peacefully trying to conclude his march. The black Israelites are a whole nother hate organization. Terroristic, hateful motherfuckers. But this shit was nuts. And again, it all comes back to white privilege, racism, bigotry, and hate. And thinking I'm better than you. So I can do whatever I want to do and you can't stop me. And I'm just going to stand here in your way. You don't have to lay a hand on somebody. You don't have to physically touch anybody. That kid stood there defiantly, smirking in that man's face, refusing to get out of his way. And that in itself speaks volumes. And it should make you sick to your stomach. But that being said, okay, I've gone on long enough. You need to hear what my friend has to say and listen to the conversation. And there's a lot of dog walking, talking mixed in. And listen to what she has to say. It's really pretty, it's pretty interesting, and it's nice to hear somebody else's perspective. So without further ado, here's my really smart, brilliant friend who does amazing things at her job.
You're just as responsible because you didn't say anything.
But there are no responsible adults. Okay, so let's be clear.
And
the adults from that school, Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, took a busload of kids, which they have every right to do, to the anti-choice march for life.
I know.
So they're there, these pro-life, anti-choice, anti-everything, probably, which is a bald, big assumption.
Well,
you think they're honestly going to throw an assembly, which would be the smart idea, to educate these kids?
So this is where, like, first of all, I'm Catholic, right? But I don't believe that all Catholics are like that. And the problem is that was just wrong on so many different levels.
But do you believe that? Okay, so here's...
And the thing was is that the school's responsible, the chaperones are responsible, the students.
But the school and
but
the chaperones, many of the chaperones could potentially feel the same way as these kids.
And they're even more responsible then.
But they're learning this hate. This hate is not innate, and this is not something you're born with.
No, they're learning it. They're being inculcated by it. And then that means that there's something wrong with the school, the environment, whatever it is, okay?
And what's worse is...
Because, you know, the Catholic diocese in that district actually sent out a note saying, this is deplorable, this is unacceptable, we're going to do an investigation.
Did they fire the teacher that led the
trip? That's the thing, they should, right? Whoever's the chaperone for
Right? All of the adults... They pull 100. So they pull 20 kids out of a very small Catholic school where parents pay over $50,000
a
year.
But, you know,
that'll never happen.
It's the same thing. Like, it's a Catholic all boys school. So you know who else also came from a Catholic all boys?
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Right, but you know, and you know what's really
culture that they
correct.
Have.
And also, there was a guy that was a graduate of Covington Catholic High School who has just been accused, and his mugshot is all over Twitter also, of raping a girl and leaving her bleeding. And as he left laughing in her face. And what did Christine Blasey Ford say that was the worst, that was worse than everything?
The laughter.
Stained in the hippocampus is the indelible sounds of the laughter. Yeah. And every one of those vile, repugnant, white, racist, shithole kids laughing and dancing in the background was more nauseating to me than the kids standing there quietly in the face of the of Nathan
all
Phillips.
All were nauseating to me.
It's sickening.
My stomach turned. Where do you go?
I don't know.
The
and I don't. What do you?
Thing made my stomach turn. And it was, I looked at it
in
and I was
one
like,
second.
This is how mobs will like lynch a black man.
Right.
This is so I can see.
It's also
see
how
it.
They draw swastikas on synagogues.
Yes.
It's also how they get behind the wheel of a car and run over people like Heather Heyer at a rally. And it's how they light tiki torches on college campuses.
This is how they say, oh, these like so. It just somebody with sons and sons who are teenagers, and then it just made
not
me
one of these kids
so
should get a license. They should, in order to get a driver's license, they should now have to pass a racial sensitivity test. They need to pass
work.
A U.S. history test.
No,
because
no.
One of the kids actually said in the march, because one of the other Native Americans that was there said, you're marching on stolen land. And the kid's response was, oh, stealing happens. That's how the world works. That's what they're teaching in these private, ridiculously expensive Catholic schools. And that's not to say that all, there are Catholic schools, I guess, private schools that, you know, do good and do try to
see, this is where
teach. I don't know.
No, so here's where I kind of separate things out because there are some good teachers and good teaching, but you know what? We're deluded to think that just because the school teaches certain things, these students don't have an ideas of their own. They came from within their family. Okay? For example, okay?
Not one kid stood up and tried to stop that kid.
Good.
Out of that group.
Good.
Not one kid.
Well, not one kid. Okay.
Not one adult.
I know. And then adults is a separate question altogether, right? So there should have been a chaperone. They should have thought. Like, I don't know why, where they were.
They were
or
there.
Whatnot, okay?
They feel the
and
same fucking way.
And that is a failure.
Epically failed.
Right? Of the school. Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
But, like, kids. So here's the thing. I think that we need to give kids the ability to learn. But I can't always think that it's because of the school. Because, for example, okay, at my husband's school, private school, all boys, it's not Catholic or anything like that. So there's a full denominational thing.
Right. And there's general, diversity. There's diversity.
There is. Not as much as public school. I mean, that's not being.
I know.
School,
well,
right?
They try to
but
be
they
diverse.
They try and they give scholarships. And I actually know most of the teachers who my husband teaches there. And trust me, they're all on the progressive side. They all are very concerned that the boys have some understanding of, like, the Me Too movement. And they all are, like, constantly.
But we're also in New York City, and the response to that would be, we're in the bubble.
But I'm going to tell you something, okay? I haven't said that. And I get, there are these emails and discussions, assemblies about, you know, accepting everybody and all that kind of stuff, right? So I think the culture of school tries. In spite of that, though, they're definitely, my son will tell me, diehard Republicans, all Trumps, and like things, they were there, but the problem is they're smart enough not to say it out loud.
Right.
But you know, they are definitely, you know, like the wall, so it's a subject.
Yeah, the wall, the finances, it's all about
right,
money,
exactly.
It's all about protecting themselves.
And you know what? That's coming from their upbringing, their families, right?
Right.
So the school can only do so much in that sense. But the school was responsible for stopping that.
Correct.
Right? That's absolutely true. So I can't always say that just because a kid says something like that, like, oh, stealing is okay, that's always the school's fault. It's not always.
Right. It's the parents' fault. It's taught.
Right?
I agree with you 100%. But however, I don't even know how do you feel that they should have even gone to the March for Life.
You know what?
March.
The whole point of the United States, and that I don't always agree with it, but I think that is a fundamental part of it, is that there is free speech. And like it or not, there are people who are pro-choice. And like fix the pride that you would have a contingency coming from a Catholic school from down south.
Right.
So fine, I have no problem with them
Fair
going
enough. Yeah.
to do a march and express free speech. They have as much rights to do so as the Indians, as the women march.
The Native Americans.
The Native Americans, right? As the women's march, right? They have as much right. But you know, if you're gonna do that, you have to respect that others can do that.
Right. There's no mutual respect. There is no mutual respect.
Then it becomes this superior, my views are superior to all of your views.
Correct.
And none of you can express it, only what I mean, like, that's the antithesis of this whole point, right?
It's terrible. It's heartbreaking to watch, but you know, I think what's gonna happen is, first of all, the Twitterverse outed this kid in a second.
Yep, and that was the other thing.
The school got outed in a second. They shut down their Twitter account and made it private in a nanosecond. And their Facebook, because they were like, holy fuck, now we're in trouble.
Yeah. And you know,
and they apparently have a history of students getting in trouble, making poor decisions that come from that school. Like you said, again, it's not necessarily the school's fault. Yeah, it's like the rapist guy. The laughing rapist guy. Like, they think it's funny because they think they're fucking entitled. It's that white privilege bullshit. And it's just so disturbing. And, you know, it's like, and then you hear, it's always there. We can't act like racism has gone away and anti-Semitism has gone away. No. And I keep saying it, even when I walk and talk with Lincoln, Trump just literally ripped the scab off of the wound that has begun to heal from all of the years and decades and centuries of people being horribly mistreated based on the color of their skin, who they love, what they want to wear, their gender identity. I mean, it's a giant.
So here's the thing, right?
But these $50,000 a year, and you raise your kids to be just miserable, disgusting human beings. Imagine the good that can come from people with that kind of money, but then they think they're doing good. That's what's so fucked up.
Well, because they think they're so self-righteous, and I have a
It's that self-righteous indignation that's disgusting.
That's the part that drives me
It makes you
crazy.
Want to puke.
It gives people license to think that they're superior to other people.
Right, and they can drive people over people with a car.
That bothers me. So here's the thing. Like I said, I go to church every week. I'm Catholic.
Oh, do you?
Right?
Oh, yeah. That's impressive.
That's what I do on Sunday. That's why I have to rush home on Sunday, right? So I go to church every week. I'm Catholic. But having said that, I'm like Catholic. You know, I would be very insulted if somebody thinks because I'm Catholic, I must be pro-choice, I must be anti-immigrant,
I'm Catholic, but I can make, I'm very capable of
It's not even that. It's just that the church is like a big family, right? Just like I have members of my family where like, you know, I think you're a little bit nutso and I don't agree with your political views. What makes you think the church, which is even bigger, is not the same thing? So, like, for example, and granted, this is New York, I understand that, right? But, you know, the church we go to, I remember one sermon that was, like, so powerful because it was when, you know, Trump was ripping the kids away.
Yeah.
You know, right? And his entire sermon was about, you know, how we need to treat everybody equally. These are people in seek of need.
Right.
And how the entire, like,
it's very un-Jesus-like.
Exactly. So he goes through this whole thing, and he goes, and so it's a lot more social justice, right?
Right.
And then he goes through, they have a gay and lesbian group, okay? They do not push pro-life, okay? You know,
he's just going to say hi.
It's a politically, like, icky issue because the Catholic Church is kind of formally against it, but they don't come out and say, you know, like, they don't condemn people, okay? They embrace divorces and embrace, like,
You just have to say hi.
Gunner, I know you have a ball. You want to show him your ball.
He's just coming to say hi.
Gunner.
There you go.
Yes, you have a ball. I know you're happy to show your ball.
Now you're done.
Thank you.
So it's very interesting to me, though, but that's why all of these evangelicals are so off their fucking rocker. Because they're just such Bible-thumping hypocrites.
Here's the thing, though. This is the thing that's really, like, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if it's inspiring hope, but it does give me a little bit of hope.
Okay, because, I need some hope. Go ahead.
I know. Because, Gunner, let the man be. I know you have a ball. I know you're lonely because I didn't take you out yesterday. Come on. Yes.
Okay,
so here's the thing. Like, there's definitely those Jerry Falwell people that I think are like horrible, right? But I'm appalled because I think they turn religion to their own purposes. right?
100%.
100%, right?
They also hide a lot of shit in the closet.
But there is, of course, right? And it's all selfish, right? I can't stand it. And same self-righteous stuff, right? It all comes down to this. I can't stand self-righteous stuff. But there's this emerging other base of evangelicals. People call themselves evangelicals, okay? But then are not these political Jerry Falwell types who are coming out and saying, we're letting them hijack what evangelicals is. What Trump is doing is wrong. And they come out against immigrants, okay? They say that their policy on immigrants is the antithesis of what, like, evangelical or Christianity is.
Right.
They come out and say, these racism is the against it, right? Because don't forget, a lot of evangelicals are Southern Black churches, okay?
Evangelicals?
Yeah, still. Trust me, okay? We're up here in New York. But there's a lot, but their voices is often drowned out by, you know,
yeah,
Orwell and
by the fringe
churches,
yeah,
that have the, right?
Joel Osteen.
Yes, you know, those
the mega church nut jobs.
Whatever, those things, right? So, but there is these large groups of it, and they're trying to say they're being hijacking our church. They're calling us all like horror, but we're not. We don't think that, you know, just because you say you're pro-choice gives you the license to cheat on your wife, demean women.
Right.
Like, it doesn't work that way, right? Which is the case. It's like where in, like, where do people think?
But now it's time for the leaders to step up.
Like, to do all the,
but now yes, it's time for people to step up and take these opportunities to turn them into these teachable moments. Because the sad thing is, in the state of Trump America, yes, is that everything is a blip on the radar and gets forgotten about in 2 seconds because there's something else that comes up right behind it that's worse than what happened before.
Here's
so
the problem.
How could it get worse than somebody running over another human being with a fucking car?
Yeah.
Like, it should have stopped then.
I was like, you can't make a distinction with that.
No, right, but that's the problem.
You know?
So that's why, even though you have hope, and I often have hope, and this is what I argue with Lincoln about, it's sort of fucking hopeless when it's the adults that are ingraining this shit in the minds of these kids. 17-year-old boys, 15, 16, 17-year-old boys.
Yeah.
That are just like, these are the guys
but
that get...
on the other hand...
Do they get a gun? Do they get a car?
But on the other hand, there are these groups of kids, like the Parkland kids, okay?
Right.
Like these kids who are suing the government for climate. That's the other thing.
There's
a whole large group of evangelicals who thinks climate change is their responsibility. It's their Christian responsibility because it's a gift from God and that they don't, you know.
Well, it's sure not Scientology's, that's for
well,
sure.
Well, you know, Scientology is not. First of all, it's not evangelical.
It's also not a religion.
It's not a religion.
Exactly. Go ahead. I know.
So we're going to keep that separate from the discussion.
Fair enough.
All those boys are going to all bring in all these cults in, right? And whatnot. But... So the problem, and this is the essential issue, is like, who has the bull, what's it called?
The bullhorn.
Who has the bullhorn, okay?
Right.
So like, for example, I tell you, these are the things that when I go to Mass, the priest is like, every week we sing this psalm or this prayer that prays for peace, where it says, you know, yes, you know, my country has blue skies and trees with pines. But other countries also have blue skies.
Right.
We have these
right
dreams of happiness, but in other countries, other people also have dreams of happiness.
100%.
Right? So, like, this is the kind of, like, prayer we say this priest says, right? But the problem is he's not going out there broadcasting across the world, right?
But that's up to each individual person.
That's the
that
thing.
Leaves that church
exactly
to take that with them
exactly
in their own way and pay that forward.
Exactly, right? Now, it's easy to say that
I know
in New York, okay?
It's very hard in those other places where you're one of only right one.
Exactly.
Or one of 10, or, but you know, it works, and all you need is one other person to walk with you, or stand next to you, or give you the
right
confidence and the courage to, like, stand up against all this stuff, and it's not easy, because you know what, in some instances, it might cost you your fucking life, and is that something that
yeah
you're willing to risk? I mean, Elijah
it's
Cummings
not
bled on the bridge, like, he put his life on the line, he was willing, he got arrested,
right,
he got beat, Martin Luther King gave his life, I mean, there are people that are willing to do that.
What was the other thing I read last night was that some newscaster mispronounced Martin Luther King's name.
I didn't see that.
Slur?
Oh, the weather guy?
What is the
Was that the weather forecaster?
Yeah, what is the possible slur?
I think he used the very horrible word he said, which is the C word, which I will repeat only here to tell you, which was Kuhn. I think he said something to the effect of Martin Luther Kuhn Jr. I'm not really sure.
Not even close to King.
It's not even close, and I don't even, I can't speak
but
on that
not,
because I did not.
I was. I could not for the life of me read an article and think, what could he have possibly,
the
like,
point is, it's another white, it's another white guy with another racial slur slip, and is the slip one of those, whoops, right. I accidentally, why would
but
you even,
that's the thing, why would you do that?
Why would that word even be anywhere
exactly.
in your brain? Unless you are literally a redneck from the South with a shotgun going coon hunting to put the tail on a Davy Crockett fucking hat.
That's what you have been using in personal discussions or something.
Correct.
Right?
And then whoops, all of a sudden it's one of those Freudian slips and you're like, I just fucked myself.
See, that was my impression when I was reading it. I was like, it would never occur. First of all, I couldn't even figure out what word they were talking about, okay? And then I was like,
that's the problem.
That's like saying, you know.
It's nobody else of any other background, religion,
like George,
race, or
like, so I would say, like,
creed.
Washington's like George supremacist. I mean, like, you know, like, just don't think of it that way.
It's really.
Like, it just seems so. Like, far out.
It is far out, but this, and now everybody is so hyper aware and so hypersensitive, as they should be, because now it's really like no one's safe unless you are a Catholic white man.
Catholic. This is the other thing. This is that
they're a Catholic high school.
Well, he's a Catholic high school, yes, but you know, orange hair guy hates the Catholics. He doesn't because the Pope, I know, has come out against his nationalists, right? He's come out against his immigration stands. He's come
of
out
course
against,
because
right?
he believes in the. The doctrine of helping people and taking care of those people
and charity.
Yeah,
right? But so Catholics is not necessarily the issue. The issue here, and this is what we have to say.
He's friendly. You just have
to say
hi.
Hi, because he has a ball he wants to show you. Come on, God.
He's very proud of the ball that he has manages to carry around.
I love your walk at that. You made me happy just watching you there.
And comfortable.
Yeah.
Toasty and comfortable. All right, I know. It's a mess.
Right?
And it'll be interesting to see how they handle the problem because they're made.
Because, like, there are plenty of people who are racist, who are non-Catholic, they're atheists. They're still racist, okay?
Right.
And what it is,
you can't parse the racism.
It's not. I can't. I just, like, I don't want to. That's the thing. I don't like this lumping of things too much. Like, it's how you treat people that should define you.
Correct.
Right? And the problem is, it's like anything else.
But that's the problem with Tamika Mallory and the Women's March. You can't say that you believe in and follow the preachings of someone like Louis Farrakhan and think he's the greatest of all time. And then yet say anti-Semitism is bad.
Right.
You can't if and or but.
Yeah.
Hatred. You can't say this guy has done good things for the black community when no one else has. And he's done good things. No, I'm sorry.
Well, this is the.
Your teachings are founded upon hate of another group of people, of many groups of people.
They also didn't treat women very well. So I don't
correct.
Know whole thing, okay?
But the Catholic school, here we go, clearly has a reputation in these boys' schools of not treating girls and women well.
Well, yeah. So there's no doubt that the Catholics has a history, right? But think about how far back the history of the Catholic Church goes.
Yeah, pretty far.
Same thing as Christianity, same thing as Jews. The history is so far back that there's always going to be, like, these things. The question is, okay, is, like, I think of it as my family. It's like, what do you decide to use to make the person that you are, and what is it that you decide that those are things that we should learn from and not repeat, right?
Right.
So, same reason.
But that's good
not
parenting.
All in, but you know what?
And a good life skill. That's how you should, like, live your life as a person.
Well, look, I can't. That's the thing is this how I live.
It's not
my
easy,
life, right?
I mean.
But the thing is that I have trouble lumping people because they're Catholic, they must believe in this, or they're evangelical, they must believe in this. Because these hateful things that are coming through, yes, they're coming from some people who call themselves Catholic. They're coming from some who call themselves evangelical. But you know what? They're coming from people who also who call themselves Jewish.
Right.
Right?
Listen, like, it's on all sides.
I was so shocked at that article where they had this large contingency of Jews who were for Trump and his policies.
You know why?
Because it's pro-Israel.
And the same reason conservatives are.
Right?
It's the money.
It's the money. Just selfish again, right?
Correct. It's the same reason that rich white non-Jewish conservatives voted for Trump. They thought that he was going to protect their money.
And then same thing. There are Hispanics who believe this. And I'm like, well, it's like, dude, I just don't understand. But it's again this thing of like, of just because they do one thing,
correct,
that they agree with, everything else is given a pass. And I'm sorry, that's just
there's no pass.
Me.
That's right. Yeah, you can't parse any of that stuff. It's the Fred Lebo half. They're gonna run 13 miles in this shitty weather for a really good cause. So, yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your views and your insight on all of that.
So here's the other thing. So that's one thing about Twitter, you know, and Facebook and social media. So the good thing is that it's now. And I can't figure out where... I think overall is a good thing. But okay. I haven't figured out how it's going to pan out yet, all right? And I don't know enough to know, okay? So the good thing is these people can't have their isolation. Yeah, I did this. My buddies and all my guys was like, you know...
Right, it's out
like,
there for everyone.
Everybody
to
thought
see.
It was just fun. Like, what's the big deal? These guys, we didn't do anything. We didn't hit them. We didn't, like, you know...
Right.
We were just sitting there, you know, like...
Laughing in
space. Right? It was like, it's our free space, whatever. But now, because of social media, there is this thing that's like, no, dudes, right? That is not okay.
Right.
Right? This is not okay. You can't.
What's scary is without social media, all of this shit was still going on. We just didn't know about it.
And then you can't just pretend within your bubble of your Catholic school there and all your buddies that this is all okay. This is not okay.
That is,
right?
It is not okay.
So this is the good thing about social media. But the bad thing is, and I don't know yet how it's going to pan out, is that some people take this... And they become even more...
Yeah, rooted in their views.
Yes!
Yeah, yeah.
They isolate themselves even more. And that's the thing that I haven't yet figured out.
Right, because on Twitter they were saying, these kids are going to go back home to parents that are going to see this and pat them on the back and say, yep, you did the right thing.
Our parents will come out and say, what's the big deal? I didn't see them hitting it. They didn't see it.
Right,
anything.
It's the rationalization
like, the
of racism.
Watching him, you can see he's smiling because he's enjoying the drumming. I said, give me a break. Smile, right? You know? So, like, I can still see that.
I know. And that's the sad part. But you know what?
And then, like,
you have to have faith in people. This is where you have to have hope in humanity. And the people that are going to now stand up with Nathan Phillips and everybody on Twitter that's come together.
Yeah.
Even in the Twitterverse that show their support for this guy. He was all over the news. All the major media channels have, like, reached out to this guy. They want his story, who he is, where he's from, his background. So that will also educate everybody else on the Native American culture and the history and who these people are and the struggles that they face.
Yes, yes.
So even though that disgusting, disturbing shit had to happen, there is already positive things coming out of it because of the good people, not these shitholes.
And that's the hope, right? And that's the
good
hope.
Morning.
Good morning. And that's the hope.
Hi, Ellie.
But I always worry because, like you know from working with some kids, right? But from being in Manhattan and my kids, some parents go psycho, right? So they protect the kids. My kid can never do anything wrong, right?
And
I can so see that happening in this particular.
And they also use their money to wield that power.
Yes.
We're
going
to take our $50,000 and go somewhere else. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yes.
And until then, we'll just have to wait on the impending sleet storm and the deep freeze that's coming and the fact that we still manage to stay out and walk in circles in this disgusting weather.
It's not, like, horrible.
And restore our faith in humanity. So when you go to church today, throw up a little extra prayer for me.
Well... I do. I'm going to tell you something.
I appreciate it.
It's sometimes, like I said,
there's more.
I get so depressed sometimes because there's still some people who are so firmly entrenched.
And there always will be. But there's more good than bad.
Because none of this stuff, like, oh, they won the, we really won the popular vote. But the point is, that still gets me depressed. Because, yeah, we might want to pop the vote, but there still were a lot of people.
I know, right? A lot. Yeah, that's true.
Who voted for Trump.
Yep.
That's disconcerting to me. So, like, what else can I do? Do I just stew in my...
No, you find your activism. You find a way to pay it forward. You donate books to a library. You give money to a cause like Racy's down on the border. You give money to the ACLU. You give money to organizations that support the things that you support.
No,
and on that note,
and then, you know what else?
I'm putting my hands back in my pockets.
I also like, I pay for subscriptions of the New York Times.
There you go. You can support journalism.
For students.
Yeah.
No. Like, they had this thing. Because I was thinking, like, we need to have other people see the real thing. Like, not just Fox News.
Right. You need to get your information from multiple sources so that you become more widely educated. It's hashtag the more you know. And there you go.
So there you have it. And I think she really could have gone on. And she did actually go on. It was just that I stopped the podcast because she started talking about work and her students and all this kind of stuff. And it really it took another turn in the conversation. However, I think it's really fascinating and interesting when you give somebody else, when you just talk to somebody else about issues that affect them so deeply, and everybody is affected by this shit on some level, no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, this shit that fucks you up, this shit's not normal. And so when you have a chance to talk about it and walk and just talk and conversate and share other people's thoughts and opinions and feelings. Like, you could feel her feelings. Like, you could – she was not holding back. Like, she was passionate and she was honest and forthcoming and, you know, all of those things that you should be. And it's just to hear somebody else's perspective about things. So, A, you realize that you're not crazy. B, you're not alone. C, there are other people on – different portions of the spectrum, whether from different religions, whether from different races, whether from different backgrounds, that have the same types of anxiety, the same types of feelings of, like, where's the fucking hope in this thing? And, you know, we know where the hope is. The hope is in the voting. The hope was in the blue wave. The hope was in flipping the house. There is, I will always look for the hope, as you know. It drives Lincoln crazy because I refuse to be totally hopeless, because then what the fuck? But it's talking to people and you know, sharing with people and expressing with people and just kicking it with people in conversation and just hearing where other people are coming from and what they see and how – if they see things the way you see things and coming from a different perspective, a different religion, a different culture, a different race, a different background, you have to fucking talk to people. It's these motherfuckers that don't talk to anybody else except people that are just like them, which is where the fucking problem comes from. That's the problem. You need to talk to people. You need to learn about people. You need to, you know, meet people and walk in other people's shoes. And if you're not walking in their shoes because it's wet and sloppy and rainy and disgusting, you walk alongside them and you talk with them. But these motherfuckers talk and walk with people that look exactly like them and think exactly like them. And then you get people like these Covington High School kids that grow up into adult shitholes. So don't grow up to be an adult shithole. Talk to people. Walk with people. Have coffee with people. And sometimes people that don't think the way you think or agree with the things that you agree with. Those are more difficult conversations to have. But those are still good conversations to have and important conversations to have. Otherwise, you end up like the 83 people steering committee with the Women's March who think that because they're on a fucking steering committee and could get somebody to say that they don't believe in anti-Semitism yet not condemn one of the biggest anti-Semitic hate mongers on the planet, that they're making fucking progress. So you can't parse the hate. There's no ifs, ands, or buts like in the previous podcast. So that being said, somebody needs to get in and expose these kids to other parts of the fucking country, other people, other ideologies, because that is not going to end well. And it's probably not going to end well for other people that they encounter, because they have that white privilege. So don't be a white privilege shithole, basically. Talk to people. Tell people about this podcast. Follow me on Twitter and follow me on Instagram. I don't need to talk too much longer because she really summed it up. And, you know, it's not necessarily about marching anymore. It's about finding your own foothold in activism, donating to causes that you believe in, supporting organizations that you believe in, participating, going to church with a church that you believe in, that doesn't preach hate, that doesn't preach nationalism or isolationism or my way or the highway kind of shit. There's things that you can still do. The point is to do them, because doing them does matter, and doing them does make a change, and doing them does impact other people in a positive way. And, you know, karma will come get your ass if you don't. Because she's a bitch and she ain't playing. Okay, that's it. I could go on and on and on about this, but I think we pretty much summed it up. Don't be a racist, MAGA hat wearing shithole. Be better. And tell everybody about the podcast. Follow me on Instagram and the Twitter. Lincoln will be back maybe one day. Eventually, we'll catch him up at the Hill. He's out doing a book tour. My friend doesn't have a website that you can go to. I can't send you to her Instagram. She doesn't have that. And I know she does do some Facebook snooping on her kids because she told me that too one time. But that's parenting, and that's a whole nother conversation. And as someone who's not a parent, I probably don't have a lot to say about that. So, yeah, hit me up. Let me know what you think. I mean, I pretty much know. It's this needs to stop, and we need to get Trump out of the plantation White House. So, all right. I will not digress. I will end this mess. And thank you all for listening. Yo, to Chef Wong and to Sarah and to everybody that listens. Yo, oh my God, I almost forgot. Yo, not to shorten that. Thank you. Hazmat had a baby. So Hazmat had a baby, and she will now have plenty of time to listen to a bazillion podcasts because she will never be sleeping again for the next 18 years of her life. So Mazel Tov to Lewis and to Hazmat and their new little baby boy out there in suburbia, because they ditched the big city because it's expensive here, yo. Raising kids ain't no joke in New York City. I'm pretty sure raising kids ain't no joke anywhere because kids cost fucking money. And they are out in suburbia. So, yo, shout out to Hazmat and to Lewis and to everybody else that listens. Thank you for listening. As always, you know who you are. I can shout you out on every podcast. And I will, if you'd like me to, just let me know. Or if something big is going on and you want me to know about it, or you want me to tell everybody else about it so they could be all up in your business, let me know that too. And I need to go back and hit up my words with friends so that Chef Wong could continue to kick my ass with words that I have no idea even existed. So I'm going to go learn something while getting a beat down and maybe have some dinner because it's fucking late. All right, stay warm out there, everybody. Winter's almost over. Thanks for listening. And with that, we out. And until the next time, peace and hair grease.